You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Yeah! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show.
Hi, guys.
It's been a minute since we've been out live and direct in the Ruckus compound. I'm the DRP.
I'm Rick Dog, a.k.a. Poppy Floppy Cock.
Poppy Floppy Cock.
I'm Danny Diablo.
Thank you, Danny, for that really chill.
And I'm King Rug.
Oh, you're listening to The Quiet Storm on Hot 102.1.
Yeah. Pull them draws to the
side. Yeah, thank you guys for all tuning in. We already got a bunch of you guys in here. We appreciate it.
Dump them out.
We try to do this every Friday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We were supposed to be live last week, but unfortunately, life gets in the way sometimes, and we had to reschedule. So tonight's guest is one of the dopest in the underground. We can't wait to bring him on in a little
bit. Thank you. Goddamn legend.
Oh, sorry. His name is Scum from Lyrical Snuff Productions and Danny Diablo. I'm sorry. I should have introduced you first, brother.
Who?
Shout out to Scum. How's everyone doing out there? Give us some comments. Give us some feedback. Hope you guys can hear us well. You can also check us out on Monday next week, audio-only version through the Diablo's Den Podcast Network. We appreciate Danny for all he does for Force 5 Records.
Thank you. At least one of these guys does.
Damn. Clapback already.
He was just saying that for the show.
Oh, all right. Yeah. He doesn't mean that.
You were just saying that for the show.
Oh, I was? All right. But yes, you can check us out on Spotify. Bam. iHeartRadio. Boom. And Spreaker. And anywhere you guys listen to your podcast from.
Where's the name of the channel? The
Diablo's Den Podcast Network.
Thank you.
You're very... Shout out to...
The hemorrhoidhouse.com.
Shout out to all my brothers out there with hemorrhoids.
Here's the flyer for the
tonight's
show.
Real.
Scum will be on in a few minutes. We're gonna shoot some shit first before...
How do we look?
What?
How do we look out there?
I think we look good.
I think it needs the audience to give us comments.
Rick's running the comments. Started. There's the side piece. Whoa, look at that. Woo! And then this is supposed to be Jason Logic Cam, but he's gone, so I'll do it. Yo, I'm Jason Logic. What's up?
He's at the horse barn.
So, yeah, real quick, let's talk about Diablo Fest that we just announced, Danny.
What's up?
Let the people know. Here's the flyer.
All right, check it
Diablo's
out.
Fest.
It's called Diablo Fest.
Diablo Fest.
All right, thanks, Danny. What else we got?
Back to you, Skip. No.
Of course, guys, check this out. Diablo Fest. I want to talk to all my people out there, all my fans. This is crazy. I got Madball to headline Diablo Fest in Las Vegas.
Friday, Nevada. December 1st in Legendary. Las Vegas.
How crazy is that?
Make your plans now because it's going to be fucking mental.
We got secret guests, but we got Force 5 family.
I'll show it again. Yep.
Force 5 with Rick Dog. DRP, Rick Dog. We got Big Left. We got fucking...
The Shark.
The Sharks from Morris Park. We got Concrete Dream.
Tony Slippers,
E-Train, baby. We got West Nile performing.
Count Time from L.A.
Count Time. Baby. My brother's out there in L.A. We got fucking Piss Bob. Who else?
Tone Word
from Florida.
100 Proof.
100 Proof. His album just dropped.
It's going to August 4th.
Drop.
Any last words?
Yep.
Any last words out there? We got some local acts.
We're going to announce.
And we got special guests.
Special guests. We're not letting
special
everyone
guests
know yet.
We're not letting anyone know.
It's an Elvis impersonator.
It's Rick impersonating Elvis.
Rick, no.
Impersonating dickhead.
Thank you very much.
Well, he's not impersonating Dick. He always is. What does that say?
Yeah, we're doing that.
It says eat else. Shit, Dan.
What's up, hoes? What's going on, brother? All right. So before we bring Scum in, I always like to do like current events. Last week, I had this cool thing. They were talking about aliens in Vegas and stuff like that.
The mad illegal aliens are really
like those 10 illegal aliens.
Damn. Yeah. I was gonna show that, but then
no video footage.
But then this week, what did we have? We had 5 days being captured about a submersible unit. In
my dick.
Yeah, the Titanic, the Titan, going to the Titanic. They wanted to check out the Titanic. So here we're gonna watch this, and then let's discuss this.
They bought that at Wish.
Let's watch this, and we'll be right back. Check this out, real quick.
Yeah,
everybody, talk about
submarine.
A catastrophic implosion, that's how the Coast Guard is describing the Titan disaster. They believe the mini sub blew apart as it descended down to the wreck of the Titanic Sunday, killing the five men on board instantly.
Our most heartfelt condolences go out to the loved ones of the crew.
The Coast Guard broke the grim news today after a remote-controlled rescue sub discovered the remains of the Titan on the ocean floor, just 500 yards from the historic wreck of the Titanic.
The initial thing we found was a nose cone, which was outside of the pressure hull. We then found a large debris field. Within that large debris field, we found the front end bell of the pressure hull. That was the first indication.
Thing, but all
thank
right.
God.
So the last 4 days, everyone in America has been captivated by this, but we've had division because people, one, are saying, why are you making fun of them? Oh, and people are like, oh,
say, we weren't captivated. Everybody's just fucking memeing it today.
There was memes galore. I wish I had all the memes.
But I'm saying, that's just life.
Well, of course it is. But
yo, I will tell
people
you something.
Are pissed because fuck they're billionaires.
These people. Fuck these people.
They knew the risk that they're taking.
No. I'm not saying fuck those people. Those
men are millionaires. No, fuck them. They don't have families, right?
Everyone's got families.
That's the thing. The millionaires, but it's all right because they have money. They could die, right?
Yo, that's fucked up because it's still human.
I know.
Here's the thing. I'm always for a good joke. I think jokes are funny. The darker, the better. But sometimes you gotta. It's a
the
balance.
Back of
right?
the berry, the sweeter the juice, Donnie.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I know we've had a ton of memes. I know people are pissed because they're billionaires. Oh, they're wasting their money to do this and that. But I mean,
it's their money.
So what? It's their fucking money.
It's your money.
I want to tell you this.
JD
Wentworth.
Yeah. What?
Cash now.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
No.
These people. Listen, seriously. It's these people. Especially these people are just dumb. And these are the same people talk all this shit. Everyone's like, oh, listen, we're all human. Listen, I still think of old school traditions and values. So, like, people, when I see people stealing from, like, stores and no one's doing anything, they should get punched in the fucking face. If I was in a store and I saw someone.
Wait, you've never stolen anything in a store?
Say, hold on.
No, but I'm not walking. I steal all the
not
time.
Me, I'm talking about that.
I'm not talking. Why are you talking about old shit?
Yeah.
I'm just saying this. If I'm walking in the store and a girl's working and also the guy walks in with five bags and pushes the person away and starts lighting a torch and lighting the crack and shit, I'm going to go over there and snuff him. Just for the hell of it.
Oh, Lyrical Snuff Productions. Speaking of.
Just because of my American right to do it.
Yeah.
America.
Definitely. Yep. Well, we can talk. We're going to talk about this more, but Scum just logged in. I want you guys, if you guys don't know Scum from Lyrical Snuff Productions, how do you fucking not? He's one of the biggest dudes in the underground, been creating a scene for 20 years. Check this out.
Uncontrollable
I'm going to show you a quick 30-second clip, and then we're bringing Scum in.
This is the mouth of a dragon that's about to exhale, and with no doubt, no one learned a thing from those that have failed, and they're about to fall victim to the same old trap twice. Poking the bear that will tear them up is never advised. It's never safe, it's never good, and never ending well. They always trip, they always fall, and all will burn in hell. Then that create for them an earth and one an afterlife. It's the rebirth of Antichrist, to fight you have to knife. The dying clenching in my hand is now inside of you. So understand this is the end, and it is quite a few. I murder quite a few of you, and rage recovery from this one. Happen, step into the age of suffering. I snuff a thing and maybe.
Without further ado, my man Scum, we're bringing him in right now. What's up, brother? How you doing?
What up?
Yeah. Up,
gentlemen?
What's up, brother? How you doing, brother?
Shit, just fucking cooking alive in this fucking studio and shit, fucking dropping verses, mixing tracks, you know?
You never stop crying, do you?
Do that work.
Fucking this part of the grind I love, minus the fucking heat and shit, you know what I'm saying? Making music is fun, fucking all the other bullshit, fucking that's the part that sucks.
It's from those bars, isn't it? That's why it's so
those,
hot in
those
there.
Bars spitting that hot heat.
No, it's because fucking, you know what I'm saying, this shit is soundproofed and fucking there's no air and fucking it's hot as fuck.
You're supposed to roll with the joke.
Yeah, right. But hey,
well, no, I'd like to praise my own bars and shit, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers would be like, no, that shit was lukewarm and shit, it ain't that fucking hot in there.
Well, hey, brother, I appreciate you coming on tonight to, you know, talk some talk some shop with us.
I appreciate you guys inviting me.
No, like for real, brother. Like it's an honor to have you on the show, man. Like me, Danny Diablo, King Relic, Rick Dog, we really appreciate it, man. For real.
Yeah, respect.
No, man, dude, I appreciate you guys having me on this and shit. I tuned in a slight fucking tad bit late, so I've seen like parts of the submarine part and the shoplifting part and shit, and then, so I know I missed something.
If I would have kept that going, you wouldn't have been on for another half hour, so I had to cut them off so we can get you on because I saw you came into the backstage.
I was like, man, see that's why they got me muted and shit because I got opinions on all that shit. All right.
So give me your opinion on the whole thing. I love dark humor. Smell I know there's been a lot of it, but you know people are talking shit like, oh, why are you making fun of them? But also people are making fun of them because they're billionaires. Who gives a fuck? They're still human lives, right?
They're human lives, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate dark humor and shit, and it ain't no human lives that'll ever give a fuck about any four of us and shit. So you know.
Yeah, I mean,
my mom cares about me.
Yeah, right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that like if one of us was to die today, none of the motherfuckers that were on that sub would give two shits about it. So, you know, if I see a funny meme, I'm a heart that shit.
My man.
My man.
Sam.
I want a sub sandwich.
A submarine sandwich? Oh, man. Come on,
I'd be mad
guys.
If my bag of chips implodes and shit. Fucking.
Well, hey, I know you just announced your new tour. Can you tell a little bit about how you and Les the Hexmaster developed this tour and where it's all going and stuff like that?
Honestly, it's our third tour together. It's one of my favorite people to tour with. Like, it's one of the few. Lex is actually a friend of mine and shit versus just an associate. So it's a little different. It's like, I feel that when COVID hit and shit, like, and everybody fucking was dealing with their own fucking struggles, all of a sudden you realize that like out of hundreds of people you work with and shit, there's only like two or three that actually fucking called to check on fucking make sure your family is okay and shit, make sure you're still alive. Cause you're not doing business. There's nothing to fucking talk to about making the money. Yep. And, You know, we've been to each other's cribs and shit. Like, I love touring with Lex and shit. Everybody on this tour I've either toured with or they're my label mates. Like, it's going to be an easy one. So I'm excited for this. Go ahead, brother. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was saying, when does the tour start?
It's starting on the 25th of July. And then we're going for 3 weeks and shit for scheduling reasons, health reasons and shit. Like, fucking neither one of us could do more than 3 weeks. So all the West Coast inquiries, we didn't, like, I'm seeing all the fucking, hey, like, what? No Arizona, no California. No, well, I'm like.
You announce a tour, there's someone that says, why isn't it here? But it's like, if the promoters ain't offering the money, I'm not going to go. Like, I don't understand how people understand that.
Just because it's from a concert goer's perspective, so a lot of them, like, we're all musicians, we understand fucking why certain states don't get hit and shit, but from a motherfucker that lives there, be like, I would go, and be like, yeah, well, if you can get another fucking 99 people to come with you and shit, fuck yeah, we'll make this shit happen.
Golden.
I understand it from the underground, but I always hate it when you see, like, a huge artist, and they have, like, 47 dates, and you're like, what, no fucking Milwaukee?
I mean, but again, it all depends on the promoter. Someone has to pick up the show and risk the money.
Like I said, I get for the underground, but like when you see the fucking huge tours and like, oh, just fuck
even
us.
Even the big ones, sometimes the dates just don't line up. Like there's been, we've turned down inquiries in places where we wanted to go and shit because we didn't have any open dates.
This is my favorite. You're playing my town on a Tuesday? Yeah, it's the fucking, you only want, I can only play so many fucking.
Can I say something?
Yeah, say something, yeah.
All of us,
yeah,
know our dynamic, you know, our
dynamic of what we do. Yeah,
our fans aren't too smart.
I didn't say that and shit. You know, what I'm saying, like, I put myself as part of the crowd and shit, fucking. So you know, I'm not the brightest bulb either.
Well, we're not too smart either. So.
Yeah.
But the fucking, okay, so you said, you know, how come you come into my town on Tuesday? The shit that irks me a lot of the times is. 3 days after the show, when are you fucking coming to Texas? Oh. I was like, I was just there for four shows and shit. Oh, yeah. For real? I'm like, yeah, for real. Like, we've been pumping the shit out of it.
Yeah, we've been promoting this for fucking.
They don't even. You just tell them what day and everything on the commercial and the dates on the flyer. They still ask you where you guys playing, like what time. It's like they
no, you could give them the flyer and they'll say. What time? Like, it says 6 p.m. in big fucking letters.
Is that Eastern?
Hey,
or
hold on. We're making fun of the fans. What are we doing here? What are we doing, guys?
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Where did this?
I just saw on a sub.
You know what?
Go.
You know what it is? It's the submarine fucked us all up, and COVID. We have COVID.
And pretty much we just turned into a bunch of fucking savage assholes. You know, in our defense and shit, like
we all just lost fans. What are we doing?
You know, I think fucking if our fans were super sensitive, they probably fucking would have ditched this ship a long time ago.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know,
they want to hear you make fun of the submarine again. So hit it, Danny.
Do it.
Real quick too, so I know you got the tour with Lex, so we gotta pump the show here in Cudahy that just announced right here. Here's the flyer, Shadow Snuff Tour, August 12th, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
August 12th, Lex, Scum, They Live, Razor from LSP, Danny Diablo, Manapelli. I can't see who else is all on the flyer.
AZ the Fallen, Michael Lawless, and shit. You know, okay. And going back to what you said, that fucking show was on a Saturday. So no excuses, motherfuckers.
No excuses, Cudahy. No excuses, Milwaukee.
Hold up.
No excuses, Wicked Wisco. I know there's a lot of Wicked Wisco fans out there, so you better come check out Scum and Lex.
Check out everybody on the lineup. That lineup that he just ran off is fucking epic. And on top of that and shit, okay, there's another thing that motherfuckers don't realize. If we come on Saturday and you motherfuckers don't show up, then next time, you know what I'm saying, the promoter's like, yo, you got to make less. And I'm like, that's cool. We got this Tuesday. And then you're going to be bitching online about that Tuesday.
That's how it works, man.
No. If nobody shows up, I'm just going to ghost out the back door.
Yeah. I'll give you his address and his number. You can find him and shoot him. Whoa. I mean, shoot him.
That's fucked up and shit.
Shoot your shot.
Damn, not, we would not shoot Rig Dog and shit. That's our brother. Now, we would take him back to Colorado and, like, occasionally mail you fucking pinkies and toes and shit.
The submarine thing, and you guys like, oh, we can make fun of the submarine, but I can't say shoot Rig Dog?
No, because Rig Dog is not a billionaire. We like him.
If I was a billionaire, I would just pay Scum and we'd have a good time.
Right. Rent out the fucking Raven shit and all the floors, and we would just have one fucking underground show, even if there's 50 people there.
Exactly. Fucking party.
What is that you're smoking there?
Yeah, I'm smoking some devil's lettuce, and I normally don't, but Satan's my recording. Yes. I appreciate the taste of weed, the smell of weed. It doesn't do me right. So an occasional puff is awesome, but
here's the thing.
I don't want to be unprofessional and be sitting here fucking pounding shots and shit and then fucking have to drive.
Yeah.
Pounding
shots. Fuck it.
We already had a few shots already, brother.
I could tell.
I did too.
Hey,
it happened. It's a weekend.
Rick's running the comments. We need him to throw some of these comments in there. Okay. All right. Well, if anyone's got a question for Scum, hit us up and we'll put it live on the air right now and we'll talk to him about it.
Okay.
I know besides the tour with Lex.
Hold on. One of the people from They Live is not here.
Two of the people.
Well, yeah. It's Prolific's birthday. I just threw up his little
happy birthday, Prolific.
Put his little comments on here.
Happy birthday, 100. Idiot.
Prolific, aren't you supposed to be out to dinner right now? Why are you watching this show?
Yeah, we got a Yoko Ono situation going on.
He's in the bathroom and shit, fucking. He left the whole family at the table and shit. He's fucking watching the podcast from the stall.
He's in the stall a lot.
There's a hole in one side of the stall wall.
That's where Jay is.
Anyways, back to business. So you got the Lex the Hex Master Tour, but also I saw you just announce this bad boy. Let me show this to everybody. Lyrical Snuff Productions, Gore Fest 17. Just got announced. Hey, tell us how this became to be, because it's 17 years now you've been doing this. So walk us through the Gore Fest, how that became something that you're like, you know what, I'm going to create this festival.
The history of Gore Fest. We wanted to do something. I mean, mainly it was a Colorado thing and shit. You know, our underground was fucking huge at the time, so we had enough acts to stack a fest with them, which we don't anymore. You know, the scene changes and shit fucking, but It was a one-day event. It started as a winter festival and shit. The first one was in February. It was back in 06. So it's actually the 18th year, but the 17th Gore Fest, because we opted against the fucking online version. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have been right. Like, Gore Fest is more about seeing your people from all over the country. It's not really, you know, about sitting there by the screen and shit. So, but it started as a one-day event, you know, kind of late winter, early spring and shit. Then we kept moving the dates and accommodating, and we added a second day because there was just too many people, you know, wanting to participate and play and fucking come out. Warfest is something, it's more of a community service for me. Like, everybody has a great time except for me. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off performing sets every night. That's how it is. But it's always, since day one, it was a free admission without a state ID. So, you know, we encourage people to come to Colorado, and initially it was to come check out our scene. At this point, it's more to come check out the scene in general for what we do and shit.
And
so now it's 3 days. We cut it down last couple of years to 3 days, but like three reasonable days. For a minute there, it got fucking a little too much. Like, we were starting at fucking noon and going till fucking 1 or 2 in the morning and shit every day. And
long day.
It's a long day and shit, and it's, you know, it got to the point, and motherfuckers party at Gore Fest, so I felt it was kind of unfair to not only fucking, you know, the team that fucking works the event, but to the performers that were going on at, you know, 1:15 in the afternoon and shit, and while the half the crowd is still fucking, you know what I'm saying, trying to fucking blow their noses and fucking, you know what I'm saying, finish puking in the fucking toilet, then get breakfast.
Does it get dusty or something? Why the allergy season?
Allergy season? What?
It's summertime. It's Colorado. A lot of fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's a dry fucking state, you know?
The altitude or something? Yeah, I got you.
Snow pretty fest? Much.
So, yeah. You know,
you know, Snowfest.
What's funny is, how long you had the Roxy for now? How long you own that place for?
Let's see. Fucking, when did we open that motherfucker? It was 11, so 12 years now.
12 years? So mm-hmm. 12 years. It's funny, when me and Danny were there on the Nomad store, we were talking to a couple of his boys from Colorado, and they're like, yo, the Roxy was about to go under, and he's like, some Juggalo cat bought the place and is killing it in there. And we're like, we know that Juggalo, dude.
My boys.
Yeah. Like, there were two of us, and shit, it was a team effort. Fucking, trust me, like, we scrounged up.
He didn't
whatever
know
the fuck,
were, but it was a couple of his DMS brothers, and they're like, "Yeah, some Juggalo dudes running and killing it out here."
Some fucking Russian guy came in here with a bunch of rubles.
Shit, man, it was rough at first. Like, I mean, we fucking between, you know what I'm saying, Troll and I, like, we put together whatever fucking little bread we had. Like, you know, which wasn't a lot. Motherfuckers didn't get a paycheck the first year and shit. Like, but you know,
labor of love. Yeah.
Can't get banned from the fucking place that you fucking pay rent on, so that works.
Yeah. No, man, the utmost respect for everything that you've done over, so 12 years now with Roxy. I'm trying to think when I first met you then. It's got to be, when did Wicked Wisco start, Rick?
2008.
So it's got to be 06 or 07 that we've known Scum since, right?
Something like that. Like, we've been I've done every single Bury the Living there was, and I know, like, the early ones and shit, fucking,
yeah,
like, that was about the same thing. Like, yeah, 17-18 years.
That's fucking crazy, man.
That's crazy. That's
18 fucking years. Yeah. And you've had Lyrical Snuff for over 20, right?
We started that in 2000, so now it's 23 years. Fucking,
well, I saw that Fiasco Andretti is doing his album with you again. That's dope to see.
Yeah, it's some crazy, like, throwback Kill the Show era shit, but then also mixed with, like, metal and techno and shit. Like, having a lot of fun with it. It's one of those projects that doesn't have a deadline. It's not a sequel to something, so yeah, we're working on our own pace, just, you know, making music fucking because we enjoy making music.
Yeah,
so that's always fun.
Yeah. No, it's dope to see Fiasco doing that again. Yeah. Because, like, he's a
shout
sick
out to
producer.
Fiasco.
Yeah, shout out to Fiasco. Originally from Illinois. He's a Cubs fan, though, so I can't
give him that.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, it's dope. So you said, I know before we were doing soundcheck, before you came into the podcast, too, you're working on another record with what'd you say you're in the studio with right now? Or
right now I'm just mixing, but what I'm mixing for is the next SOS album with Smalls. So we got an album with Smalls One in the works. We got the new Triple MFD, which is done, but we're kind of like adding a couple of tracks, taking off a couple of tracks, just fucking around until we can, you know, find a month to drop the album, do a tour. So technically, like right now, I got a full length that's done. I got an EP that's done that's we did with Devereaux. He did all the beats and shit. I did all the writing, which is kind of like super foul humor fucking side of me. You know, the submarine would totally get it on that record. fucking. So there's that EP. There's another EP that if I don't put out this EP in time and shit, I recorded another one just in case to drop something for this tour. And then we're working on one with Fiasco, one with Smalls, one with Insane Poetry. So just working. Fucking making music.
Danny sounds like you. He's a Russian version of you. Just nonstop.
If you're a musician and shit, you just make music and shit.
I'm a Polish Jew.
You're Polish? Yeah,
I
Polish.
Got, yeah, Jew, well, I'd say Jewish because of what Poland did to us. I'm a Puerto Rican Polish.
We need Jew. To do one of those, what is it, 21 and Me on you?
What's that?
Where they do the DNA test.
I did a DNA test.
Are you 100% Russian and that's it? Nothing else, come?
No, I'm a mutt, bro. Like, I'm from Russia, so people are like Russian, but I'm like, I'm a Russian, I'm a Jew, I'm a Kazakh, I'm a fucking, I got a fucking, such a fucking, I'm an Eastern European mutt. Yeah, we'll just say that.
When people say Serbians, I'm Serbian, but it's all Eastern European bloc. It's the same shit. Yeah, really.
You're pretty much, Croatian, except like snuff porn is cheaper in your country than in mine.
My grandpa's rolling in his grave. He's like, you married a Croatian? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Kosovo.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some rough lands and shit, fucking. But at the same time, yeah, no, I mean, I'm a proud mutt and shit. I think fucking the more mutts, the less people are going to be fucking, you know what I'm saying, sensitive and racist and shit, fucking, because just let everybody fucking, you know what I'm saying, fucking make babies and shit. And like, within 50 years, you know, everybody will just look fucking as bland of everything.
Yeah,
we're all mutts these days.
As long as none of us look like Rick Dog.
Yeah. You're saying that's the line that got to go extinct and shit? That's fucked up.
That's a ZZ Top strain.
Wish you had these jeans.
Yeah. Cold.
Ice cold.
So, are we getting a goddamn invite to Gorefest this year?
Ah, Rick's got to
put you on the spot.
I mean, you can put me on the spot. Are y'all gonna fucking make the trip and shit and come fucking partake in the madness?
Yes.
Is there alcohol there?
There's a lot of alcohol there and shit. Fucking like,
count us in.
It'll be like Utah. Let's bring our own.
Gorefest averages
across state lines again, though.
Think how a bar goes through like 2 or 3 cases of Jaeger a night and shit for Gorefest.
I know the last time I was in Denver, you kept giving me Jaegermeister. I'm like, ooh, no Jameson, I'll take the Jaeger. That's fine.
It's, you know, it's not no diss to other drinks. I just found by personal experimentation and being an alcoholic of many years that if you're going to have to drink every day on the road and you're doing this strictly for the art, you don't want to drink, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You probably want to fucking, you know, study the Bible and fucking, you know, do positive shit. But it doesn't happen, so you drink every day. And if you're going to drink every day, Jaeger is the easiest to be on a binge drinking fucking thing for. Like, your head don't hurt, you just keep it going, and then, like, you know, 4 weeks later, you wake up at home, and you're like, damn, I survived.
You know, to each their own. I mean,
we agree on most things, but, I mean, I'll drink Jaeger, it's good, but I don't think I could do that on a bender every day. Nah, I'll take Jameson and some...
Yeah, we do whiskey over here.
And White Claws.
There's plenty of times we've drank out venues of their whiskey, and...
Yeah.
See, when it comes to whiskey, I'm like fucking, you know what I'm saying, like a vagina and shit, you know what I'm saying, fucking with a little umbrella fucking stuck in my shot glass. I like Screwball, I like Crown Apple, I like sweet shit, you know?
The lady whiskeys.
No, those are good.
But like,
ladies, drink your White Claw and be quiet.
This is why I said you should shoot him, scum.
What's with the White Claws over there?
What? Oh. White Claw is more alcohol than any beer.
Surprisingly, White Claw fucking gives you a mean fucking hangover and shit, which I always made fun of people drinking that shit. I'm like, oh man, that shit you can't get fucked up on. And then we drank like 2 cases of that shit one day because it was the only thing available. And yeah, you can get drunk off of it.
Donnie for sure, some Midol afterwards.
Oh,
he's good.
Oh, my God. Scum, shoot him.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to plug before we get you out of here? I know you got, you're really busy, and we appreciate
the- No, I appreciate it. Dog, I prefer to see you guys in person and shit, which will happen fucking, you know what I'm saying, in early August. But yep, at the same time, fucking anytime, I appreciate the invite. It's good to chop it up with you guys. I mean, I follow, like, you know what I'm saying, you motherfuckers stay busy and shit, like fucking, you know, between Danny and fucking DRP and shit, constantly, and then they live now constantly, even though two of them are not fucking present, so technically one of them lives, you know what I'm saying, fucking now that you die.
Zach said
the talent's here. The important one's here.
The talent is here. King Relic's here. Hold on. Hold on, Relic, go to the side. Wait, I gotta get it. Hold on. Side shot, Relly. Oh!
No, fucking, you know what I'm saying? I respect what you guys are building, and the fact that not only y'all stay active with shows and fucking tours and all that shit, but the fact that y'all mix genres, and the fact that, you know, one minute y'all doing a rap tour, another minute y'all doing a hardcore tour and shit, like, that's dope. That's fucking, you know what I'm saying? I respect that fucking... A musician that sits on the ass, does three shows a year, and then complains about, man, the scene is dead. I'm like, well, what are you doing to keep it alive?
Yeah, you know? What are you doing to create? Exactly.
I was just talking about that. Those are the guys that have fake streams, fake everything, and they have no one comes to their shows, and then they cry about everything.
Right? Mm-hmm.
The busy people, no matter what,
hold on.
Yeah.
Listen, this.
He wasn't done.
No, hold on. Let's put them all on that submarine. Another one.
Oh, my God.
Get a big one.
No more submarine jokes. Banned from submarine jokes.
Submarine.
No, but for real, like, people that are busy, like, you're even when you're taking an L, you're too busy to you're like, all right, I took that L. I got to go to the next thing.
Well, yeah, because you took the L, but then you got fucking three more things in the works, and if you fucking let the L fucking get you upset, you're going to fucking take more L's.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to fucking keep moving.
It all comes from a punk rock bass.
Yeah, it is. Scum runs Lyrical Snuff like a punk rock bass. That's what it's dope.
It's got its similarities and shit. I mean, you know.
It's definitely. Well, real quick, to Scum, there's his little... There's the logo right there, Scum. Whoa, yeah, I gotta show off some of the stuff that this thing can do. Here's the flyer for August 12th.
Yeah,
Shadow Snuff Tour, Scum.
Get your tickets.
Pick them up at Force 5 Records. They're doing 3 weeks. Lex, Scum.
Shout out to Lex, the Hexmaster.
Lyrical Snuff Productions. What's the website that you guys have to
Queens, baby.
Gorehop.com.
Gorehop.com.
Pick yes,
up
sir.
All the different merch. I was actually at LSP headquarters with Danny when we were on the Nomads tour, and it was insane to look at all the releases you guys have done. It's crazy. How many is it now? Like over 50, 60, 70?
No. It's let's see, right now on the wall, there's 130, and I think there's like
Motown of the Underground.
Motown of Denver.
Fucking, I mean, by now and shit, like, there's only two Colorado acts and shit, and fucking out of what, 13, 14? So, fucking, like, it's grown. It, you know, we got artists overseas and shit.
You got Mattapelli, Razor. I can't even, you have so many.
We should do a Force 5 Records versus LSP Records.
I actually want to do some songs.
How crazy
together,
would
like,
that be?
That would be
all
dope.
Together, like,
whole mixtape?
Like a mixtape type thing.
That'd
be dope.
Yeah. The mixtape or a cypher, like an endless cypher and shit with fucking music.
Yeah. It just keeps going.
That'd be hard.
Scum's like, fuck, not another project.
The only Scum, you're not busy enough, brother. We need to add more shit to your
bro. Like, literally, I'm just reaching over to my desk and shit. Like, there's, you know, pages of the last month's worth of writings and shit. So. You know, that making music is not a problem and shit. Man, it would be dope. Fucking mix up two genres, do like a hip-hop/hardcore cypher, and don't even fucking tell the artist which part they're gonna get. Be like, yo, random.
That'd be dope.
Scum.
Hunter Proof in the house.
Mad respect to you, brother. Like, what you created is an inspiration. What you continue to do is an inspiration, and it doesn't look like you're slowing down at all. I really want to say, like, it's fucking truly inspiring, brother. I appreciate you in the underground.
I appreciate you guys. Everybody in here, you know what I'm saying, has been grinding and a part of this for a very long time and shit. And like, I'm just happy to fucking have something, you know, seen to call home and shit. Fucking so, yeah. No, I appreciate you guys doing these podcasts, throwing these shows, touring, like making music and shit. When I got into horrorcore, I was the new kid on the block, and everybody was like, yo, this genre is fucking dying. It's on its last breath. And here, fucking, you know, 23 years later, it's still on its last breath. But that motherfucker ain't died yet. So, you know.
Yeah.
So that's every year. Just, well, horrorcore's dying.
It's been dying since fucking, I think, it started.
Well, it's horrorcore. Of course it's dying. It's dead and dying. Shout out to Darkhav. Dead and dying.
For real.
Yeah, shout out to Gino. R.I.P. Gino. We love you, brother.
Well, anything else you want to throw at us here, Scum?
Fucking, I mean, there's always something and shit. Like, you know, for those of you that are going to the gathering and shit, we're going to go for a couple of days and fucking, you know what I'm saying, just go and party fucking and take our little fucking vacation from fucking actually having to work at shows. And, you know what I'm saying, go turn up for a few days, then Spaced Out Fest in Colorado and shit that same weekend. We're flying back doing that. Then the tour with Lex. Then we got fucking The Float, where like half the LSP is playing and shit. Fucking that Tom Wood is putting together. You got Gore Fest. You got Insane Poetry is doing shows right now. Cody Manson is about to go on tour right now. Shout fucking Metapelli Music is dropping a new album and shit. Fucking Hex Rated is dropping a new album. Fucking Michael Lawless is dropping a new album. Fucking let's see who else fucking turned in. Cody Manson is dropping a new EP. I'm dropping like three projects. New Triple MFD, Insane Poetry fucking is working on solo material. Small Swan is working on solo material. There's just a lot of fucking shit constantly happening. Like I always tell, Facebook blocks our reach for foul shit that I fucking post. So a lot of the times, like if you fuck with LSP, just randomly drop in and check. What's up, brother?
I said, fuck you, Mark.
He saw it in Mark Zuckerberg. He say, fuck you, Mark. Oh,
yeah, yeah. No, always shadow ban Facebook jail. So fucking like a lot of times people don't see what we got going on.
But like, scum.
Yeah, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're a fucking spaceship, man. Let you know what I'm saying? Like, and then we can fucking make fun of that. <You know? laughs> I can't wait for the memes on that shit.
Well,
get them banned me now.
By making fun of our fans for 10 minutes. Good job, fellas.
I love y'all.
Gentlemen, thanks again for having me and shit. Much love.
Scum, appreciate you, brother. Peace out, brother.
Peace.
All right, so we had Scum in the house, Lyrical Snuff Productions. Thank you guys for checking out the interview. We're gonna kick it for a little bit longer yet, so I hope you guys still stay in for a little bit.
Rick, any questions?
I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Are you running the comments or what?
I'm going to tinkle.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're going to tinkle?
Anybody need anything?
Give me a drink.
Gotcha.
Make me a sandwich.
So we just talked to Scum about the tour. Again, the Cut of Haze show is August 12th on the Let's the Hex Master Tour.
Get your tickets now. Get your
tickets. Danny Diablo is actually playing that one too, right?
I'm doing a few joints. I'm also DJing for They Live.
We got to finish the flyer, but Heavy Metal Trap's going to be on there.
Oh, shit. Heavy Metal Trap.
Shout out to him.
Nope.
Shane from, he changes his fucking rap name like every other week.
Shane did?
From Are One.
Prophets.
Oh, yeah. I think he's like a Slappy McSlap Tits
he's
now or something.
Yeah, come on.
No. Shane's getting on there.
Hey, anyone else on that one?
We're still working on some.
Buy your tickets.
Force5records.com. Buy your tickets.
Yep.
Also for Diablo Fest, buy your tickets. Force5records.com.
And Danny Diablo merch.
And we got a whole bunch of brand new Danny Diablo merch in the store.
We're going to show this here first, but this is going to be the pre-order drop. We're bringing back. Let me find it here.
What's that?
I'm looking for it.
Where'd it go?
It's
DRP Fleshlights.
All right, right here. The Fuck the Scene t-shirt pre-order. We're bringing this back to Scarhead Fuck the Scene.
Back.
It's going to be coming back next week. DannyDiabloMerch.com.
Don't call it a comeback.
Check it out.
Pre-order.
Also, July 15th, Danny, talk about this right here. Ill Bill, Danny Diablo show.
What's up? So check this out.
Yeah.
Ill Bill.
Tell him.
Ill Bill,
his birthday show.
His birthday show. Ill Bill's like a brother of mine. His brother Necro is like my you know, I love Necro.
Uncle Howie,
rest in peace. But check this out. Ill Bill's birthday show. I'm direct support.
Yep.
And Gutter Christ.
Shout out to Gutter Christ.
Put it on. I know that Prime Prolific's performing.
He's probably better
the DRP and Tony Slippers.
A Sharp. I'm going to be on stage with the DRP and Tony Slippers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing an all new set.
I didn't hear it.
And who else? Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait. Fat Boy Sharif, Jersey Gore.
Fat Boy Sharif is amazing, guys.
Yeah.
One, he's a good guy. Be there. Watch Fat Boy Sharif.
Vincent the Owl.
I got you.
Vincent the Owl. Yo, check this out. Shout out to Piss Mob. Shout out to Vincent the Owl. Piss Mob's coming on stage also doing some songs with me.
Oh, who else? Steve's taking it off.
What? All right.
Shout out to Lord Sear.
Jersey Gore. Fat Boy Sharif, Vincent the Owl,
A Sharp, my prolific baby, Bad Lungs, Gutter Crash. I love you, brother. We have man merch that day.
And then, again, Diablo Fest, Madball, Danny Diablo with special guests. I hate this one. That's all right.
Good.
Just get your tickets for Diablo Fest at DannyDiabloMerch.com or ForceFireRecords.com. Get it right now.
It's right there at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, there it is. DannyDiabloMerch.com, right at the bottom of the screen.
Also, check this out. This is a book from my friend Dante Ross.
Let's try the side one.
Show the side one up here.
Above my head.
There it is. Dante Ross.
Right there, look. Right there.
Boom.
Right there. So Dante Ross, it's called Son of the City. Dante Ross is a Grammy Award winning producer. His hip hop's fucking one of the best producers out there. They're Brand Nubians and Third Base. He did all crazy stuff,
And that Son, S-O-N.
He did Everlast. Like a child. The album, first two albums, Everlast, three albums. He did that too. But his book, Fired. I love you, Dante.
You just talked to him today too, right?
I just talked to him.
Tell him you need a beat.
I need a beat and I need another shot in life.
Also, check out the Scarhead vinyls. We've had them in the shop for a bit, but we still have some left.
Yes.
Scarhead Generators of Violence featuring
Travis McCoy
of Gym Class Heroes.
Cash Wan
of Show Me the Body. Lars Fredrickson.
Lars
from a little tiny band called
Rancid.
You might have heard of them.
But yeah, all those stuff. Listen, we have videos out back in the day. Destruction. And what else?
Defiance.
Defiance.
Fight! Fight!
Shout out to Goons, New Jersey, shot by Jersey Goons.
Yep.
Also, Piss Mom got a new album, a new record, a video out right now called Drago. Watch it.
Yep.
What else?
Trying to think. What
Concrete
else?
Dream. They got a new album.
Concrete Dream. Oh, yeah. EP.
Suburban Noise Records.
It was all a dream of Suburban Noise Records. Who got him that deal?
You did.
I did.
Oh, man.
Who recorded your verse?
I did.
He did.
No. That's why it sounded messed up.
I did that with Billy Biohazard.
Run, Billy. Run,
Billy. He's just trying to quit.
Shout out to Biohazard to play shows again. Yes.
I got to show a quick old clip of something that happened last year that was pretty dope.
Oh, God.
And we haven't talked about this in a while, but you just did a song with him. So why don't we throw this in? Hold on. We'll show it. I'm going to show it so you're surprised, and then you can talk about it afterwards.
Welcome to the Mediator. I'm Ice-T.
I have a serious problem with this woman.
Well, congratulations on the new show. I see you got the Yankee hat on representing New York, so thank you for your time here today on Good Day. There it is. New York hardcore. You know what I'm saying? It's Saturday night and all is well. Falling out, drinking on a rain of hell. Excuses in the black, stuffing the nose. From the valley home. Saturday night, Friday on a Saturday night. And no excuse.
Hold on a second.
Hey,
shout out to the god.
Rick Dog.
Yeah.
Ice-T's one of the realest motherfuckers out there. Great brother. I just did a song with Big Kaz and a remix with Ice-T. So hopefully there'll be a video soon. It's supposed to be a video. And hopefully if that goes down, it is on.
On like Donkey Kong.
Ice-T's the truth.
Yeah, he is. He's one of my favorite artists of all time. So yeah, I'm trying to think of what else before we're gonna show one more video before we get out of here.
Hold on. Is it Hunter Proofs?
No.
Oh, go pre-order Hunter Proofs album.
Hunter Proof.
We're
all on it.
Bourbon Legend.
Actually, go to iTunes, Apple iTunes, and pre-order the record for $4.99.
That's a goddamn steal.
Yeah, that is a deal. What? 13?
What are we making, a nickel off that?
It doesn't matter. We're charting. We're going to fucking chart that bitch. So go to Apple iTunes. Check out 100 Proof Bourbon Legend.
Bourbon Legend right now. Force 5 Records. How was he?
Those bundles.
How did 100 Proof wind up with Force 5 Records?
Oh, we found him in a trailer park just wandering around.
And Danny Diablo showed us him. Everything's
Thank you, Dan.
Everything's Danny Diablo.
I'm just saying there's a pattern to all this.
We also dropped a new video this week. If you guys haven't gone to the Force 5 Records YouTube page and click subscribe, or the Danny Diablo YouTube page, click subscribe.
Yeah. Like, comment.
But we just dropped a new video from They Live. We've got one third of They Live. You're the representative, so you
introduce it in this camera.
Hold on. Let me get the.
We have the sex appeal here.
Yeah, we're gonna have someone introduce it if I can find the right one. That's the wrong one.
Remember, I'm the DJ now.
Wrong hole. Wrong hole.
DJ. Action.
Say it loud.
What is King Relic?
It's King Relic. Yeah, there you go.
Hi everyone. This is King Relic from They Live, Force 5 Records.
Yes.
We just dropped a new video called Gold Chains. And here it is for you right now, streaming live on the Ruckus Podcast Show. Here we go.
But it's a whole nother thing if you try to take advantage. Everything I have, I got it myself. But if I give it, then it's something that you shouldn't take for granted. Put your palms out from the moment that it landed. I'm the only one that helped every time that you were stranded. I'm the only one that listened when you're singing the blues. I'm the one that brought you some this last three pair of shoes.
Used to kick it for the money we spent. Now we only talk when you ask to borrow rent. And I know you think it's cool cause we family and I'm laid back. You be getting paid and I ain't be getting paid back. Then I see your faucet gold chains on your TikTok, ignoring all my calls on your fucking Apple wristwatch, forcing me to become the Incredible Hulk. When I see you, I'ma smash your fucking face on the sidewalk.
I think it's kinda funny.
I think it's kinda funny
that you owe me lots of money.
About to slide by, light you up like some kerosene. You a no good dope fiend, mean mugging coke queen, ass packing slow beam, ugly looking ass, having ass bitch made mark. I'ma catch you back alley in the dark. Iron Man, Tony Stark, give me my money, you snitch ass narc. Bitch from the start, not that wise and not that smart. Rally cutting out your fucking heart, bullseye with the dart. Give me what I came for or death do us part, motherfucker. I'ma fuck you up if you don't have my motherfucking money. I'm a motherfucking beast when it comes to this shit. I gave you plenty of days, plenty of months, plenty of years. Give me my shit.
I think it's kinda funny.
I think it's kinda funny
that you owe me lots of money.
Where you stand, I see you flossing up them outfits up and John, but I'm the Rocket Man. Needed the front, and I ain't stressing off that. But it's been over a month, and you ain't answering back. So when I catch you in the block with my goons and these loaded Glocks, taking what you got and heading straight to the pawn shop. Pussy, I ain't playing, see you flaunting on the internet. You better come correct with that Venmo or a check. I got these movies of your work that's choking hard on my dick, and I'ma add it to my OnlyFans, so pay me my shit. I ain't a devil, but I got this fucking evil with this. So don't be thinking that I wouldn't go and run up on a friend, you fucking know me. And what's yours is mine, and I ain't never had to come to this. You fucking on my time.
I think it's kinda funny.
I think it's kinda funny
that you owe me lots of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am so moist
they
after
live
watching that.
Gold Chain from their debut album on Force 5 Records that dropped February 18th. Pick it up at Force5Records.com.
Buy the record. Watch the videos. Come out to the live shows. Yo, Relly. Yes.
Go to that.
Yo, guys, Relly, what shows are coming for They Live?
Yeah, oh. Let's talk about that.
We are playing
tell them where.
The 29th next week
where?
At Summerfest. And we got a special. We got Klepto K came in from L.A. to do live drums on it. We got Danny doing a
what?
DJ set.
DJ spinning mic.
Who's the official DJ for They Live now?
Danny Diablo.
Stock has risen.
What else
he got? He does it for chicken wings and Coca-Cola.
What else you guys got coming up?
We're playing with
July 4th.
Afro Man, 4th of July, presidential candidate, Afro Man, Joseph Foreman, an official candidate.
Oh, he is.
For the presidency, yes.
Oh, nice.
And we'll be out with him on 4th of July.
Goddamn Independence Day.
All right, what's up?
Sorry, I would have been in front of the mic, but I got high.
Also, I see what you did there.
You got something else too, though.
Yeah, we got what's up with the? Did you do a video recently for Real Wolf?
Oh,
song?
Maybe did a little song. Don't you tell him about that.
So the song's called. Oh, I don't even know what the song's called. What was that?
Maybe we're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah,
Goblins.
We did a song called Goblins.
Goblins.
Me, Danny Diablo, They Live, and Real Wolf. And we killed it.
Yo, shout out to Real Wolf.
Real Wolf Records, baby.
And we had Denku may or may not have did a cameo for that video.
He's in it, yeah. Drago did a piece on it.
Someone may or may not have got an invite to the video.
Somebody doesn't need an invite.
Maybe I didn't get an invite. Over. Oh, wait, I was gone.
I didn't know what time to show up and start walking around your backyard.
Shout out to Demon and Drago and Gunner Christ. Laced too many blunt clothing. Laced it up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And shout out to Tom from Real Wolf.
Yeah, shout out to Tom from Real Wolf.
Jamie Hapri from Milwaukee Metal Fest. Let us chill the whole fucking Milwaukee Metal Fest.
Yeah.
It was like a daycare without any supervision. It was
awesome. Yes.
Leather.
Also, shout out to Diablo's Den Podcast Network for letting us
have
the audio for
this
on Monday. Like I said, check it out on Spotify, Spreaker, anywhere that your podcast shows you listen to. We try to do this every Friday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time live. We like when you guys tune in and ask us questions. You know, you say what's up. We try to like promote things that we're doing. We try to talk about tours. We try to talk about current topics and get a little drunk. So
and talk shit about the DRP.
Yes. That doesn't happen.
All the time.
Shout out to Vinny Ali.
Shout out to Vinny Ali.
Shout out to Tony Slippers right
Tony
here.
Tony Slippers. Supreme Court Sky.
West Now is watching.
West Now, what's up,
West
brother?
West Now was over here watching the live Instagram.
Shout out to Concrete Dream for their debut album on
Suburban Noise
too.
Chucky Chuck.
Touring with Cottonmouth Kings right now. What's up? Insane Poetry.
Shout out. Supreme Force Syndicate.
Shout out to L's Up, to Lyrical Snuff Productions, to Scum.
Veltrex. Shout out to Veltrex.
Force 5 Records.
Force 5 Records. E-Train Records in the house.
Yo, I laugh at herpes.
Let's shout out as many people as we can.
We'll just keep
going. Shout out to
go get the white pages.
Trap,
go get the white pages.
10357 Echo NPC.
What?
Shout out to Prolific's mom.
Oh, definitely.
Happy
shout
birthday,
out.
Prolific. Happy birthday to you.
Screw
idiot.
That guy. Screw that
happy
guy.
Happy birthday to you.
Nah.
Happy birthday, dear Prolific.
Big 12.
Happy birthday to
you. Oh, you want to know a little fact? Zach's nose was born 2 minutes before he was.
All right.
We love you.
Thank you guys very much. Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com. Pre-order for the new Starred t-shirt.
Dropping new Hardcore Streetwear all summer long.
Yes.
Tony Slip says, shout out. The workers at all Motel 6 is worldwide.
Hey, yo, bitch, working.
Hey,
slippers.
Hey, girl.
Hey, yo, bitch.
Go to Force5Records.com.
Yo.
Shout out to Diablo's Den Podcast.
Shout out to Tony Slippers has a new video coming out. The Button Man.
The Button Man.
E-Train Records, baby.
Yep.
Fucking.
All right, see you guys later. I'm the DRP. Ruckus.
I'm Rick Dog. RIP to Gino. RIP Iron Sheik. RIP fucking Tony.
Tony who?
Leon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Real quick. My drummer from Soar, I just found out, passed this week. He was a very close friend of mine. He was my drummer in Soar. And I've been going through it this week trying to – I've been thinking of everything that happened. We were the first band that we formed together. And actually, Force 5 Records became a thing because Tony is like, hey, he knew I loved Pulp Fiction. He loved Pulp Fiction. He's like, Force 5, there's five of us in Soar. And that's actually how Force 5 became a thing. Like, it's – Tony was one of the best musicians I've ever came across in my life. He was a fucking lunatic, but he was the nicest lunatic you'd ever meet. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss everything about how he was. And rest in peace, Tony. I love you, and I know a lot of people do. Shout out to Tony Leon. Sorry
to end it on a sad note.
No, it's good.
Love you.
Shout out to my brother deep down, Albert Favis, who passed away, original singer for Scarhead with me. I love you. I said goodbye to him. He passed away of brain cancer. And a real motherfucker and one of my best friends. I love you, Deep. And
shout out to Deep.
Shout out to Deep. That's it, everyone. Yo, love.
Enjoy life, you guys. Respect. Enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Tell someone you love. Call your mom.
Spay and neuter your cats.
Yeah. Don't forget to spay and neuter your cats.
Yeah. Make love, not war.
Yeah.
Don't pull out.
Ruckus, everybody. See you later. Rest in peace, Tony. Rest in peace, Deep. I love you guys.
Deep down. Let's go ahead.
Let's go ahead.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.